This is KJZZ Sun Up. It is your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman, your host for this podcast, a daily digest of Arizona news as reported by our KJZZ news team. It's Thursday, April the 9th, Friday adjacent we are. That feels pretty good. We're almost there. Let's keep it moving and get right to the news. Well, as a fragile ceasefire deal takes effect in Iran, Senator Ruben Gallego says the U.S. should bring an end to the war as quickly as possible. Catherine Davis Young has more on the comments from Arizona's junior senator.
Speaking at an event in Phoenix, Gallego said President Trump entered into war with Iran illegally, and the Arizona Democrat said he hopes Republicans will work with his party to end the conflict through votes or other means.
If there's more funding that they're asking for this war, I will not be voting for it. This war has been a dumb war to begin with. The consequences are going to be long-lasting, whether it's on the economic side or our national security side.
Gallego, who is a Marine Corps veteran, said Trump's recent threats to target civilian infrastructure in Iran were worrying and will put Americans at risk. Catherine Davis Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy made a stop in the Valley yesterday to attend the Gila River Indian Community's annual Tribal Health Conference. Saying he'd visited many tribal facilities this year, Kennedy gave an update on the Trump administration's efforts to reach out to Indian country. He noted that the Indian Health Service hospitals are more than three times older than the national average, calling that unacceptable. The service falls under Kennedy's purview. The federal government canceled more than $11 million in IHS contracts last year, according to a report from Stanford University. Well, a half dozen third-party candidates running for Congress and statewide office in Arizona are facing legal challenges to keep them off the ballot. From the Politics Desk, Wayne Chutsky reports many of those were filed by attorneys with ties to Democratic politics.
There have been nearly a dozen lawsuits filed against Green Party and No Labels candidates, arguing they shouldn't appear on the ballot because they failed to turn in enough valid petition signatures. Eight of those challenges were filed by lawyers with ties to the Arizona Democratic Party. But Paul Weick, an attorney who filed one of those challenges, denied any coordination took place. Instead, he argued the high-profile legal fight over the No Labels Party name, coupled with the low signature requirements for third-party nominees, may have attracted unprepared candidates.
So I think that there were people that were attracted by the lower signature amounts and didn't know quite how to do it correctly.
The No Labels Party accused Arizona Democrats of trying to block candidates who appeal to voters disenchanted by both major parties. Wayne Chutsky, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A company accused by Arizona of illegal gambling and election wagering has won a victory at the Third Circuit Court of Appeals. Matthew Casey has more on that.
The prediction market platform Kalshi is the target of criminal charges filed by the Arizona Attorney General's office, which was recently sued by the Trump administration for doing so. Now, the Third Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled New Jersey cannot block Kalshi from offering contracts on sports events because they are federally regulated by the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Kalshi says it's different from sportsbooks and cited the same commission while arguing that Arizona has no jurisdiction to bring a case. The Attorney General's office declined to comment on the Third Circuit ruling. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Arizona is looking to recoup legal fees and other related costs spent on successfully thwarting the merger between Kroger and Albertsons. As Amelia Monroe reports, eight states in Washington, D.C. are seeking more than $10.3 million from the grocery giants.
Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays is asking for more than $972,000. Attorneys for the affected states told a U.S. district court judge that an estimated 15,000 hours involving 45 attorneys, 16 paralegals, and other support staff were used in the legal fight. The bid for legal fees is separate from the state of Washington, which filed its own legal action in state court to block the merger and was separately awarded over $28 million. There was no immediate response from either company. Amelia Monroe, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, Maricopa County Republican leaders condemned attack ads Congressman David Schweikert issued against his gubernatorial opponent, fellow Congressman Andy Biggs. From the politics team, Cameron Sanchez has more.
Schweikert's campaign issued mailers this year accusing Biggs of ties to anti-Semitism and white supremacy. Specifically, Schweikert notes Biggs' support for a talk show host called Stu Peters, who's called for all Jewish people to be deported, and called for a, quote, final solution. Schweikert also cites Biggs' endorsement of a Texas candidate who says he has a copy of Mein Kampf and frequently jokes about Nazis. The executive board of the Maricopa County Republican Committee called Schweikert's ads false and lazy. In a statement, they describe his tactics as Democrat-style politics and called on candidates to refocus their attention on beating Democrats, not each other. They say there's no evidence Biggs is a racist. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The U.S. Department of the Interior says the fire danger in Arizona is above average due to warm and dry conditions. The elevated fire danger goes through June. Tiffany Davila with the Arizona Department of Forestry and Fire Management says the warning is not uncommon, but it is significant.
A couple months ago, we had an initial outlook, I guess, if you want to call it, from them, and it really just showed us normal. It didn't show all of the highlighted above average areas that we're seeing now.
Davila said Arizona could have an active fire season this summer, but it depends on what the weather does. We'll be watching. Well, Arizona did just have its warmest March on record. Not even the higher elevations like Flagstaff were spared from the unseasonable heat. March was tied for the third driest snowfall in the city's history. Trace Ward with Discover Flagstaff told KJZZ's The Show that the lack of snow is affecting tourism and business, but the city is agile.
Flagstaff's a dynamic city. It's not just a ski town. We have lots of industry and lots of things for visitors to do, even if they don't want to, even if they can't play in the snow, so to speak.
Ward also says it helps that the Arizona Snowball Ski Resort can make its own snow. Well, back in 2024, a coalition in Arizona successfully changed state law to keep mobile home park owners from restricting certain air conditioners that were considered ugly or noisy. Well, now one of those stakeholder groups is pushing new legislation to improve those communities. Kathy Ritchie tells us how.
The Arizona Association of Manufactured Homeowners held 8 listening sessions with residents, utility companies, and groups like the anti-poverty organizer Wildfire AZ to help draft bills that would not only change state law, but also add more enforcement. One bill would require more education for park managers. 2 others would prevent park owners from charging residents more than they pay for gas, electricity, and water, along with a maximum administrative fee of $8. At least 8 bills related to mobile homes have been introduced this session, but only a few have moved out of the chamber where they originated, which means they could end up going nowhere. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Wildlife officials in Arizona say a binational effort has helped send a group of Mexican gray wolves to an historic habitat in the Mexican state of Durango. From the Fronteras desk in Tucson, Elisa Resnick has more.
Mexican gray wolves are one of the smallest wolf species in the world and among the most endangered. The animal's habitat once spanned the mountains of central Mexico up to southeastern Arizona, southern New Mexico, and southwest Texas. But their numbers have dwindled, dipping to single digits in some parts of Mexico and disappearing altogether elsewhere. Arizona Game and Fish and the New Mexico Department of Wildlife say they worked with Mexican authorities to send 2 family groups, or 8 wolves total, to the state of Durango, marking the first time in nearly 50 years that the species will be roaming wild there. Elisa Resnick, KJZZ News, Tucson.
In sports, Devin Booker at 37 points, Dylan Brooks added 28. As the Suns held off the Mavericks 112-107 last night, Phoenix Mavs came back from 18 down, went ahead briefly in the fourth quarter before the Suns locked it down late in a driving layup from Dylan Brooks, securing it with 13 seconds left. The win clinches Phoenix the number 7 spot in the Western Conference playoff race, meaning they get 2 chances at home to win 1 game in the play-in tournament that starts next week. And opponent TBD. Baseball, Corbin Carroll had 3 hits, including a 2-run double during a 4-run second inning that sent the Diamondbacks to a 7-2 win over the Mets yesterday in Queens on the mound. Ryan Nelson got his first win since August for the D-backs, who play the final game of their 3-game series in New York this evening. And that does it for this edition of KJZZ Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast on this April the 9th, 2026. I'm Phil Latzman. Thanks so much for being here. And we'll be back at you tomorrow when it's Friday, officially. Talk to you then.